Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hi, laddies and lassies. Whoa. That wasn't supposed to happen. Sorry about that. Hi, laddies and lassies. It's St. Patty's Day.
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, top of the morning, bottom of the morning, middle of the morning. If you're here, you're okay.
Where's your green?
I don't have any green.
No green?
I ate spinach last night. In a couple hours, I'll have some green.
What was it that you said this morning about the olive oil? I asked you where you
Yeah, I said Irish people don't rub olive oil on their skin because it's Columbus Day. I'm not wearing any green.
You better watch it. Somebody might pinch you.
I know. Is that what they do on St. Patty's Day when you don't have green on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
You'll not wear it on purpose, so you'll get pinched.
Yeah, I like to get pinched. I want somebody to pinch me.
So St. Patrick's Day, or the Feast of St. Patrick's, is a cultural and religious celebration held on March the 17th because that's the traditional date that the death of St. Patrick, who is the foremost saint of Ireland. So evidently, it's during the Lenten season, but it's said that Christians who attend church services, and historically the Lenten restrictions on eating and drinking alcohol were lifted for the day, which encouraged and propagated the holiday's tradition of alcohol consumption.
So they had a good reason for it then. That's good.
Yes. So,
see, we Italians, we just drink when we want to for no reason at all.
Or all the time.
There you go. You like the Irish music playing in the background? Is it distracting?
No.
There's a leprechaun. There's a leprechaun.
So I guess green beer is one of the alcohol choices on St. Patty's Day.
So you know, very few places have a celebration like downtown Manhattan for St. Patty's Day. You know that, right?
Right, and they have a big parade.
Literally, like a million people show up there, and they're drunk, and they've been drinking green beer all day long. And when they vomit, the streets are covered with green vomit all over. You think that baby leprechauns were born, and that was the afterbirth. It's disgusting the morning after St. Patty's Day in Manhattan.
So I guess it takes, to make a green beer, it says put 4 to 6 drops of food coloring in the bottom of a beer glass and use like a pale beer like Corona because it's easier to color. So my question is, all this green beer that people are drinking, how safe is that?
Well, I don't know, right? So those on one end of the spectrum would argue, oh, you've got to drink enough green dye number whatever. Like, you got to drink the equivalent of a gallon a day to have it harm you, because that's what they gave a rat. Then there are others who'll say any amount is no good. And I guess if you're celebrating St. Patty's Day, you're somewhere in the middle.
So I guess the green dye number 3 causes significant increases in bladder and testes tumor in male rats. It's used in all kinds of foods that we eat anyway. It's
right.
Used in candies, beverages, cosmetics, sorbet, ice cream, lipsticks, externally applied cosmetics.
Right. Well, I mean, but again, if you drink green beer once a year, you probably are getting a greater degree of neuronal damage from the neurotoxin alcohol than you are harm from the green, to be honest with you. A couple drops here and there, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, there's no reason to be drinking any artificial anything, but I don't think that the green and green beer is that big
of a deal. But then again, it's that whole a little bit is okay, but if you look at all of the areas that you're getting food dye, like if you eat boxed macaroni and cheese, that has yellow dye in it.
Yeah.
Or did you know that about 2 billion fresh Florida oranges are dipped in synthetic dyes to brighten them and provide uniform coloring?
No, I did not.
So there's more dye.
Yeah. So there's a lot of it.
It all like adds up. Okay. Yeah. Hot dogs and sausages, if you eat those foods, they get a squirt of fake color to make them look more appetizing.
Yeah, because otherwise they'd be gray instead of reddish pink. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I get it. I mean.
Okay. And this is another question I have. So Fanta, which is an orange drink.
Yeah. Yeah. That the people who follow Insane Clown Posse actually drink that stuff by the half gallon.
So in the UK, it gets its color from either pumpkin or carrot extracts.
Oh, but wait, let me guess. In the United States,
it's red dye 40, and we all know how bad that is, and yellow dye number 6.
I'm telling you, they're so much more sensible about the level and degree of poisoning the population they'll put up with in the UK than they are here in the United States.
Strawberry Sundae from McDonald's is all strawberries in Britain. But here in the U.S., it has, guess what? Petroleum-based red dye number 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kraft macaroni and cheese has yellow dye 5 and 6 in the U.S., but it uses a natural coloring in the U.K.
So those of you listening to this right now who are going, oh, come on, that's the wrong attitude. Because think about this. If they can do it in the U.K. without artificial colors,
then why can't they do it here?
And more importantly, the organizations that have jurisdiction over dictating what we can be fed, like the USDA and the FDA, have the capacity to eliminate a large amount of these artificial components from our diet, but just don't. So what does that mean they think of protecting the American public? They don't. They don't think about protecting the American public. This is evidence of it. If they can do that in the UK, surely we're as good as the people who live in the UK, right? We're not better than them. We're not worse than them. We're as good as them. So why aren't we getting an agency like the FDA to look out for our well-being the way they do the people in the UK? You should be, you, right? Yes, I'm talking to you. You should be upset about this because you are looked upon by the FDA as some expendable number in a bar graph.
Well, and think about it. Like when you make beets at home, that color that you get from the beets is so red, you could dye, it'll stain your countertop if you're not careful.
You could use that to red dye anything.
Right, right. You could put, it's a natural color of red. You could put that in things and color them. You put eggs in that and it turns the outside of the eggs, red.
Right.
So, like, for example, if you're going to make Easter eggs, you can use natural colors like
beet juice, turmeric. Ever see what turmeric does? Depending on the concentrations, it goes from yellow all the way to dark brown.
Purple cabbage.
There you go.
Spinach, like you just said, spinach earlier, and even like a hibiscus flower. They are known to cause different colors.
Oh, so see. There are ways to do it, and food manufacturers could be doing it, but the FDA doesn't care about you or I. They just don't. That's the fact.
Well, and I think there's some cheeses, like, I don't know, cheddar. I don't eat the orange cheese, but it's got a natto in it, which is
a natural.
Natural.
Natural color. Right. Right.
So, you know, back to the green dye coloring. Did you know that in Chicago, they color the Chicago River green for St. Patrick's Day?
I did not know that.
Oh,
that's
you didn't?
That's the silliest thing in the world.
Well, so my first thought was, I wonder how environmentally safe that is and how much they use.
I don't think Chicago cares. Chicago strikes me as a city. I'm sorry for those of you living in Chicago, but maybe many of you going, yeah, I live here, and you're right. Chicago doesn't seem to care about its people.
Chicago's been dyeing the river green since 1962, and originally they used a fluorescent dye that was typically used to trace sewage leaks.
Mm-hmm.
The first year they used 100 pounds of it, and it was said to create a green path to Ireland, but they later cut that back to 25 pounds. So I guess the EPA later outlawed the use of the fluorescent dye.
Right.
And they now use 40 pounds of vegetable dye.
Yeah, but next year they're going to use radioactive material because it'll not only turn the river green, but it'll glow green at night, which they think will be spectacular for the skyline.
The color only lasts for 5 hours.
Yeah. I really don't think you need that. And I don't care if it is vegetable dye or whatever it is. I don't think the river was designed and the aquatic life in the river were designed to be subjected to that. Just call me crazy. Maybe I am. So, anyway, interesting.
So, I guess one of the traditions for St. Patrick's Day is corned beef brisket.
I love corned beef. Corned beef is basically fermented meat.
And tell me why you like that.
I like fermented meat because there's, well, first of all, I love the taste of corned beef. It's very, very lean because they use a flank steak. And I like when you cut it against the grain, how it like comes apart into little squares.
But why is the fermenting important to you?
Well, the fermenting is important to me because of the flavor, quite frankly. But later on in life, I learned that fermented foods are good for you because they have healthy microbes in them, except when they put preservatives in it after they make it, because that basically kills all the beneficial microbes, right? So pickles are good for you because there's beneficial microbes in it if they don't use any of those antimicrobial preservatives in it, which kind of defeats the whole purpose of fermenting.
And what's an antimicrobial preservative?
I think sodium benzoate they use. I think sodium benzoate is the one that I know that you find on pickles and pickled items in general.
And what's saltpeter? Because they use saltpeter in this recipe that I have here for corn
brisket. So saltpeter is used, this is what I know about saltpeter. What I know about saltpeter comes from when I was very, very young, like 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. Saltpeter used to be used in the manufacturing of gunpowder. It comes from the earth, but they also put it in prison food, I've been told, that's made in kitchens because it completely reduces a man's libido and potential for erection.
Well, this recipe here that I have for the brining stage of the corned beef brisket includes saltpeter.
Yeah, so that obviously, that recipe came from a woman who was really angry at her husband. Because that's why she was using saltpeter in it.
I didn't realize they use a teaspoon of ground ginger in corned beef brisket.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't use saltpeter. Definitely not. That's one recipe I would probably stand next to and walk away from. So you want you have more St. Patty's Day stuff you want to talk about? You want to take a break or?
It's up to you.
Why don't we take a break? And we've got more stuff, great stuff. Oh, we're going to talk about something that's really, really heavy later, about a lobbyist who committed suicide. You got to hear this one. This is really amazing. You're listening to Casual Friday with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo and me, the humor sidekick, Carl Lenoir. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Back. So, you wanted to talk a little bit, just one other thing about
I said to you during the break that the corned beef recipe has bay leaves in it.
What are bay leaves good for? My mother used to cook with bay leaf on different recipes, and it's a very overpowering flavor.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because there was a blog here that questioned, does bay leaves even really do anything?
Well, other than flavor?
But no.
There's a definite flavor of bay leaf. If you make liver and onions without bay leaf and you make liver and onions with bay leaf, you can tell the difference dramatically. Bay leaf has the ability to cover up bitter tastes.
I don't make liver and onions.
Yeah, I do. I like it.
Actually, bay leaves look like just a leaf, like you go out to your tree and pick a leaf off.
They look like magnolia leaves, actually, interestingly enough.
But yeah, they do have a strong aroma. So this particular blogger put made rice with and without the bay leaves, and the bay leaves left a definite flavor.
Oh, strong, very, very strong flavor. When I was about 6 years old, I choked on a bay leaf. Chip of it.
Like if you cook with them, you're supposed to take them out of your food.
My mother never did that. That's the thing. My mother left the bay leaves in the food. And guess what? Bay leaf does not get soft. It stays hard even when you cook with it. And I swallowed something that had bay leaf in it, and I was choking. And back then, they didn't know the Heimlich maneuver, so my mother just kept banging me on the back until I spit it out.
So do you think it has a vague hint of Vicks Vapor Rub?
Yes, it definitely has an anise kind of flavor. It does. It has like a menthol lyptus slash more menthol lyptus than anise, but definitely, yes, it falls into that category of flavor.
Is there any type of nutritional benefit?
That I don't know. I don't think you care about the nutritional benefits. Everybody uses it for flavor. It's a very, very unique flavor. You can't replace bay leaf with something else and go, oh, we'll make it taste like bay leaf by putting these three things in it. Bay leaf is one of those. It's either bay leaf or it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't cook with it because I don't care for that anise flavor.
Yeah, I know that about you.
So
that's why I never let you, never asked you to take a sip of my Sambuca.
I don't like Sambuca.
Yeah.
So what happens when you're sitting and watching television and eating potato chips?
And
what happens to your face?
Wait. So this article explains the connection between potato chips and blemishes and skin damage. This is really important to those of you who eat potato chips because you could suffer from skin damage.
And we're not talking about Quest potato chips.
Yeah, we're talking about
either.
Real potato chips, okay? So apparently this guy was sitting in Pennsylvania eating his Utes, I guess you pronounce it.
Utes?
Yeah, potato chips, like he always does, and watching television when his wife came over and took the bag of sour cream and onion potato chips out of his hand and began to eat them. George Beaver, who is the man, apparently loves his potato chips.
He told his wife, leave the chips alone.
Right. And see, and the follow-up story that I read besides this one here is this has been a constant thing with him, right? Like he'd be eating his potato chips. His wife would come and stick her hands in it a few times and take them. And he feels
but
like...
that's what wives do.
But this guy is miserable, okay? I'm betting that he's miserable and she's miserable, okay? So he feels like... George feels like I have one bit of peace in my life when I sit down at the TV and I eat my potato chips. And his wife would always come over and eat his potato chips. And he apparently told her in the past, you know, like, this is all I've got. Don't. To this time, she took the bag out of his hands. And to which he replied, say it again. What did he say?
Leave the chips alone.
Right. Which she then grabbed a handful of them and started to eat them. Which prompted him to get out of his easy chair, drop his remote control, grab her by the head, and bite her on the face. No, he grabbed her by the head, and he bit her on the face.
The article here says he grabbed her by the face.
Well, you can't grab somebody by the face. He grabbed her head to hold it still, and he bit her on the cheek and removed a chunk of flesh from her cheek.
Maybe he ate bath salts.
Yeah, Flocka. He was on Flocka that day. Yeah, good point. Maybe there was Flocka on the UTZ potato chips. Bottom line is she called the cops and he got arrested. And when the police asked him, like, why did you do this? He told them the story. He says, the one little bit of peace I have in my life is I sit down in front of the TV and eat my UTZ potato chips. I love them. And she always messes with me when I'm eating them. And this was the last straw. I just couldn't take it anymore. And he says, so he retaliated and he bit her.
So how about a $25,000 taco?
So you would think that this would be loaded with all of the healthiest stuff in the world, right? That would produce longevity and health and everything else, but it's not. There's a hotel in Mexico called the Gran Velas Los Cabos, and they have a restaurant there that serves a very expensive taco. How much, you ask? $25,000 taco. What does the taco include? Kobe beef, lobster, caviar, actual 24-carat gold leaf flakes.
I don't think I'd be eating that. Can you, like, save it and use it for something?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's an alcohol from Germany called Goldschlager or something like that. Have you ever seen it? It's got gold in it, and you actually drink the gold when you shake the bottle up and pour a shot of it.
Is that kind of like drinking the worm from the tequila?
Except it's a little better because it's gold. But they have a taco on the menu that's $25,000. Could you imagine that?
No.
Who orders that? And I'll have that with a Diet Coke. You know, what do you do? Give me the $25,000 taco and I'll have a glass of water, please.
So I just saw this picture. It's a picture of Irish yoga and it shows three girls. They're passed out with bottles of alcohol everywhere. One of them's on her knees with her head like in a fetal position. The other one is like doing a backbend over a loudspeaker, like a stereo speaker. And the other one is just flat face down. And the title is Irish Yoga.
That's funny. Irish Yoga. That's really cute.
And they all have green on.
Yeah, you can really find some funny stuff this time of year because people get really drunk on St. Paddy's Day, and they become very uninhibited. People do things that they never thought they would do on St. Paddy's Day. Hey, before we go into the break, I want to mention something. So we did a show on Wednesday with Patrick Dahlin. He has published a meta-analysis of a series of really good studies looking at the effects of the vegan diet over the omnivorous diet. And actually the vegan / vegetarian diet over the omnivorous diet. I've made a specially edited version of this with no commercials in it. And we're going to post his paper on our blog. We need to get this show and we need to get this paper out there because so many of us get a beating from those vegans on their moral high ground about why a vegan diet is better for you. And it's just not true. In fact, not only is the vegan diet not better from you, but guess what his paper discovered from looking at a really well done study? That of 10 different foods and 11 different beverages, beef is the only food that actually increases and protects the length of your telomeres. Now think about that.
Enough to make me want to start eating beef.
Think about that. So people are going out there and buying TA65 for $300 a month when they could just eat beef three or four times. Now, we're not talking about beef sausages from Oscar Mayer here. We're talking about good cuts of grass-fed beef from animals that were raised with humane lifestyles where they were allowed to be cows and graze and be out in the sun and not in a pen. This is where the rubber meets the road, because these types of epidemiological studies and these other types of studies that try to correlate the harmful nature of beef fail to when they look at good cuts of beef and separate it out from processed meat. Okay? All of a sudden, but they don't care. They don't say, hey, if you're going to eat meat, eat good cut. No, they just say, meat's no good for you. Don't eat it. And that's a lie.
Is bison gonna do the same thing?
I would imagine so, because I think cows were come from bison. The cows we eat today come from the Brahmin bull, the Brahmin herd, which actually I believe is still alive and well in India because they preserve their cows. They don't breed cows for food. I would imagine that bison probably has some of the same attributes and effects on you. Yeah. I would. And I know you like bison. You can eat that.
Right.
But we're going to take a break. But I'm asking everybody, when I publish this, I'm going to put it on Facebook. I'm going to tag a bunch of people. Don't be insulted if I tag you, because we need to get this out there. We have to push back to this misguided vegan agenda being promoted everywhere from our government down. It's a complete fail. Let's not do what we did in the 70s, going fat's bad and now everybody's diabetic. Let's stop this lie now before they do something horrible to us. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. Blackstonelabs.com. Trojan horse.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
See, there was Ashley. She caught my eye the very second as she passed me. I kissed her once, then she started to harass me.
What do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
Composting.
Not to be confused with compote, which is what you put in your pie.
Composting.
Yes, a favorite new thing that Americans love to do is compost.
How about human composting, meaning with human manure?
Right, or what the article calls...
Humanure.
So, not to digress, but I've had so many people, like when I've told them my name, repeat back to me, Carl Manure, instead of Lenore. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I've never heard that one before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, my friend Funzi from Brooklyn used to always joke about it and call me Carl Manure for that reason.
So do you ever ponder why we flush our feces and urine into nearby streams and rivers?
No, actually, I don't.
Human waste, just like manure from farm animals, is high in nutrients and organic matter. But my question to you is, what about people who are sick?
Yeah, so we're talking about how, like, you don't want to eat the meat from cows that are eating the wrong diet, and that's the manure. Like, cow manure from cows who eat corn and grain is where the E. coli, whatever 146 is, the one that kills people, that gets on cabbage and spinach, and they have to do a 15-state recall. That E. coli only exists in cows' intestines that are not eating grass. They're eating corn and grain, which shows you that when you feed something the wrong foods, what it produces in its gut and in its intestines is poison, right? So now you have humans, like you're saying, that are eating crap. They're eating at Waffle House, and they're eating all this crap food, and then you wouldn't want to use their poop to grow your vegetables.
Well, I mean, what's the percentage of obesity right now? 49%?
Oh, it's much more than that based on just my observations lately.
Well,
I'm gonna be honest with
well,
you.
So let's just take the obesity rate. Say it's 50%. 50% of the population, you don't want to use their waste.
Feet? Of course not, because you're going to end up with, so, you know, E. coli, harmful forms of E. coli can exist in a person's
feces,
but in their digestive tract and in their feces, even though it doesn't make them sick. So you're absolutely right, because that E. coli is not making the cow sick, but when they poop it out and you get that stuff on your food and you eat it, it makes you sick. So, yeah, I'm sure that there's a lot of nasty pathogens in the feces of people who eat crap food you don't want on your vegetables, or your vegetables taking up through the soil.
Well, there's a certain group of environmentalists from Chicago to California that are egging on their city councilors to consider public poop collection.
Yeah, they're idiots.
In one form or another.
What state is this?
Oh, it's from Chicago, California.
Yeah, these people are stupid.
Colorado.
These people do not understand how pathogens are transferred from the fecal matter of one species or even the same species to the food chain. These people are idiots. They're idiots, I'm telling you. Even if they said, well, we can wash it off, I don't want my food sucking up that stuff. I don't want it. I wouldn't want food like that.
Ew. So there's a man in northwestern Pennsylvania who's been fertilizing his garden with
his own
human manure for nearly four decades and is actively advocating the practice across the country.
But he's not getting it. He's probably healthy.
He published a book called The Humanure, H-U-M-A-N-U-R-E. Humanure Handbook. And that was published in 1995. It's something of a cult classic. It's now in its third edition and has been translated into more than 12 languages.
Okay, so I get it. You can do that. If you're going to poop on your own food, I'll say that's acceptable, even if you have bad gut microbes.
Because if you're going to do your own,
yeah,
but
your
I don't
food.
Want somebody else's.
No. Because we already know what's happening with fecal transplants. If you put the fecal matter and its microbes from fat people in lean people, they get fat.
They get fat. Exactly.
No. This is a stupid idea. And these are people who do not understand science or don't care, because they're so driven by, you know,
environmental friendly.
We have to save the planet, so let's poop on each other's food. No, you don't get it. You don't understand what you're asking for here. You're asking for the fast track to, like, a lot of people getting sick and dying and obese, because the poop you're going to be gathering from around the nation is going to be from people who are sick and dying and obese.
So what about urine? It provides extra nitrogen for the composting process and does not have to be kept separate from the human manure.
I wouldn't want urine from sick people either. I'm sorry. This is a silly idea. You know, when I was a kid, I worked on the racetrack. You know that, right?
Yes.
So there was a fertilizer company in Long Island that used to come. They had a contract. They paid to clean the poop pits at the racetrack and collect all of the poop from thoroughbred racehorses. You know why? Because the guy told me, he said, these horses eat better than humans, and this is the most expensive fertilizer you'll ever find. He said, this fertilizer, if you put even a little too much in a field, it burns everything. It's so strong. And people paid extra to buy fertilizer that was from the poop from the New York Racing Association, because it was the best fertilizer in the world to grow your plants with. So the opposite would be true, too. If you take fertilizer from sick, disgusting people or animals and use that to grow your food, you're going to have bad food. So there you go.
Well, currently selling your human manure compost is illegal.
Wow, I would imagine so.
I wouldn't suggest it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that brings us to another discussion, and that is that you pointed out to me this morning that what's your chicken company? Is it Tyson?
So currently Purdue has not been using antibiotics in their chicken for a couple years now. And now Tyson, the largest chicken processor in the U.S., has pushed up its plans to stop using antibiotics by June of this year.
Right. And I think they all have to stop using antibiotics in poultry by some point in the future. I think they could have rode this out and I stand to be corrected, but I think all poultry manufacturers have to get antibiotics out of their chickens by a certain date.
Excuse me. They can't hear that.
They can hear that from my microphone.
No. Go ahead. So anyway, the other thing that's interesting about this is that the FDA has produced some guidance on this topic from the standpoint of antimicrobial resistance. And what the FDA points out is the reason, one of the reasons they use antibiotics in livestock is because it actually makes them fatter and bigger faster. Okay.
So I said to Carl this morning, if the antibiotics are making the animals bigger
and fatter,
then why don't they, these doctors and the people at the FDA, see that that's what it's doing to our human population?
Which is the exact premise behind the book Missing Microbes, okay? So in the book Missing Microbes, they actually plot the introduction of antibiotics into the population and the change in size of the population. And not only fat, but tall. Because antibiotics skew the microbiome to make the digestive process so much more efficient at extracting nutrition from everything that you get fatter just eating the same foods and doing the same things.
They also put it in the water, not only in the food, the feed of the animals, but they also put antibiotics in the water that the animals drink.
Well, I mean, it's just, of course, it's all to make them bigger and fatter. But what people don't understand is these antibiotics in our food and the ones that they give your children because your child has some sniffles. You know, who hasn't had the bubblegum flavored amoxicillin in their refrigerator if you have a child? That stuff will make your child fatter. There's no doubt about it. And more pediatricians should read the book Missing Microbes before they prescribe even one more dose of antibiotics to some child. What they should tell the parents is, let's wait a few days to see if this goes away. And if it doesn't, then we'll prescribe. You won't have to come back in and pay for another office visit. I'll just call it in for you. Because in most cases, the child's immune system will step up and eradicate the problem. It may take 3 or 4 days longer. I'm sorry to those of you who want to rush. But if you give your child antibiotics, even one round of antibiotics, the trajectory of their body fat changes. And with every single round you give it, it changes again and again and again. You are killing microbes that they will never get back. And those microbes that they lose are the ones that help keep them lean. And if you don't believe it, buy the book Missing Microbes. I've read it twice now. The second time I read it, I was astonished. I was astonished.
So I guess Tyson, as is Purdue, is using things like botanicals and essential oils. They're using oregano, thyme, yucca, and peppers, and probiotics to help keep their birds healthy. But if the birds do get sick, they can be treated with antibiotics under veterinarian care.
But that one bird or a group
of
birds.
It just says sick birds can be treated with veterinarian care.
What I would want to see Tyson do is this. Take them out of the human food chain. Sell them off someplace else where it's not going to go to humans. Because it's not just antibiotics today. It's antimicrobials, right? We know glyphosate is a powerful antimicrobial. There's other things that are in our food that are considered antimicrobials. An antimicrobial is the same thing as the antibiotic, except the strength and the duration of time that is generally exposing the microbes to. But if you're eating these things every day, it's the same thing as taking low levels of antibiotics every single day.
Well, and then there was a whistleblower by the name of Craig Watts, who was a contract farmer for Purdue. And he told the Food Integrity Campaign in 2015 that consumers shouldn't equate antibiotic-free chickens with those being raised 100% naturally, because the chicks still receive various medications, and at least in the case of Purdue, antimicrobials are still in their feed and water.
So technically, you don't have to call an antimicrobial an antibiotic because it's an antimicrobial. But if you give a large enough dose of an antimicrobial for a long enough period of time, it has the same effects as an antibiotic. That's why I keep telling people, like, when they put triclosan in stuff like toothpaste and mouthwash, horrible idea, right? You're going to gargle every morning with it? That's a low-level antibiotic. If you start eating stuff that's laden with glyphosate and other antimicrobials that they use to wash vegetables to get the bad E. coli from the sick cows that they're using their manure. See the chain of events? That stuff is just like taking low-level antibiotics every single day.
So can't they use, I know oregano oil is a very effective antimicrobial.
But it's probably very expensive to spray on a crop.
Well, no. Can't they use that with the chicks?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they could. There's lots of things. They could start using probiotics. Oh, God forbid. I mean, there's a lot of things they could be doing differently. But the cheapest thing is to buy the inexpensive antibiotics that they, you know, you realize that antibiotic manufacturers don't want the food industry to stop using antibiotics because 70% of all the antibiotics sold year in and year out go to animals, and only 30% go to humans. Could you imagine if every cattle ranch, every chicken ranch, every pig farmer, all of them just said, okay, 2017, we're done, no more antibiotics. What would happen to the companies that have been selling billions of dollars of antibiotics every single year? Now, all of a sudden, they just lose $1 billion overnight.
They'd have to sell their million-dollar homes.
Yeah, exactly. They're $6 million homes. Yeah.
Yes.
No. The antibiotics are a huge problem. Now, look, I'm not saying, I'm not an idiot. You have a child that has a life-threatening problem, and they say, look, in order for us to save this child, we have to first get this infection under control. We need to give them a powerful round of antibiotics. Well, if the choice is fat child or dead child, go with fat child, right? I mean, I'm with you on that. But we get way too much antimicrobials, antibiotics in our diet and from doctors today, and we have to stop.
Well, and wasn't it last week that we talked about the Z-Pak is an antibiotic that causes
heart problems? Yeah. Look, antibiotics have a lot of side effects, and many of them are probably coming from the changes in the gut, really. We're going to take a break. This is a great show. At the top of the hour, we got a shocking story to talk about. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com
LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
A little Irish music for one of Elisa's Irish jokes.
Let's go. A joke, believe it or not. What do ghosts drink on St. Paddy's Day?
Oh, spook beer. I don't know why.
Booze.
I like that. Johnny Jump Up. Johnny Jump Up. It's apparently a favorite of the Celtic community. All right, welcome back. We got lots of really, really good stuff to talk about. The first of which is something that's more of a PSA than anything else. Many of us take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs from time to time. You know, you got a back pain, you got a headache, you've been out drinking too much. And a lot of people go to ibuprofen as their go-to NSAID. But let's not forget that just like Vioxx and Celebrex, which caused major problems with the heart, you can have a heart problem from taking ibuprofen too, right?
Yes, according to the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation, ibuprofen is a leading cause of death among adults over 40 in the U.S. and other countries, with about 326,200 people experiencing an out-of-hospital sudden cardiac arrest each year in the U.S. alone. And 9 of 10 victims will die.
That's sad.
I wonder if they attribute it to the ibuprofen. They must if they know these numbers.
Of course they do. Of course they do. Yeah, I think what's most interesting about that article is that there's an organization called the Sudden Cardiac Arrest Foundation, as opposed to the Planned Cardiac Arrest Foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get that, did you? Okay. A lot of people take ibuprofen. I think ibuprofen is probably the number one go-to, and the worst time to take it is after you've been drinking, because that can actually make you lose your kidneys and your liver. It can destroy kidneys and liver.
I don't take ibuprofen. I just use white willow bark if I need. I don't even use that really,
yeah,
but if there's a need for anything. Yeah. So, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Aren't they a lot of, like, my cousin who has rheumatoid arthritis?
Doesn't she took
takes
like
12
one of, acetaminophen. She takes Tylenol, doesn't she?
No, she takes these ibuprofen 12 a day.
Yeah, a day. Mm-hmm. And she's the one who also had like both knees replaced when she was like 19 or something like that, or 26 mm-hmm. or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's doing good. She's making good decisions about her health, no doubt about it.
So evidently, I guess Scott Hamilton, the skater.
I met him.
Did you?
When my girls figure skated, their mother threw several events here in Louisville under the auspices of an organization called Ice Theater of Louisville, and we had quite a few famous skaters come in as guest skaters, and he was one of them. A really gentle, nice man.
I guess on Tuesday he There was an ABC News special about heroes and survivors, and I didn't watch it, but evidently he must have been interviewed about being diagnosed with his third brain tumor.
So think about this. He's had cancer quite a few times now, right? I mean, he's had cancer, like you said, three times, brain tumor. I feel like he had another cancer too once. This guy has had cancer more than his fair share. He should be they should be studying him. He's like one of those rats that they breed that has a high susceptibility to cancer. We need to be studying him to understand why he has such a propensity to develop cancer so that we can actually learn what the opposite thing to do is.
So evidently he says that he was the recipient of a spectacular miracle and that there's no treatment needed at this time.
Now, but tell the story, because I think our audience, because we are so understanding of how the ketogenic diet can actually reverse cancer and tumor growth, that we'll get a chuckle out of this because the medical orthodoxy just hates this story.
He said that he realized that the things that love to feed on sugar, cancer, and he didn't want to do anything to give it anything at once.
Right.
So he gave up eating sugar.
Oh, sure. He eliminated sugar from his diet.
That was at the end of August, and when he went back in November, they scanned the area, and it hadn't grown at all.
Okay, so it stopped growing, but I want to point something out. All he did was cut out sugar. He didn't go full-on keto.
No,
he didn't say, I'm not eating potatoes and bread anymore.
He just cut out sugar.
Yeah, so just think about this.
So he stayed with the program, eliminated all the unhealthy stuff, had been getting strong, and have been pouring myself into the Word. And I really tried to draw as close to the Lord as possible. I went back on February 10th. I checked in, got my MRI done, and it had actually shrunk.
Okay, so then he tells the doctor the story. Like, I cut out sugar, and he probably, when he said all the other unhealthy junk, he probably didn't want to touch the third rail and say, I cut out carbs. Okay? I'm willing to bet that he went real low on his carbohydrate consumption once he saw what the sugar was doing. Because he's a smart guy. Probably asked him, well, what converts to sugar? Oh, potatoes, bread, white rice. Oh, I'm going to cut that stuff out too. But he doesn't want to say that because he'll be ostracized by dietitians everywhere. So go ahead. What did the doctor say?
He said it was, so this is Scott Hamilton saying, it was unbelievable. It would be like somebody with any form of cancer or illness, and all of a sudden it just goes away. What? Without treatment? That's crazy.
Scott, listen to Superhuman Radio once in a while, bro.
It was quite miraculous what happened. I never anticipated that at all. That was a quote. So the doctors basically said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And it was very funny. The surgeon that I would use if I were to take it out, I go, can you explain this? And he just smiled and looked at me and said, God, that's it.
Yeah.
Whoa, I was just a blubbering mess. I'm not worthy of this. There are so many other people out there who could benefit from this miracle.
I wish I could reach him. I really do.
So,
because he could be an advocate for what we already know in this small community.
Well, I find it ironic that they don't associate the diet part of it.
Well,
they think it's a miracle from God.
So why did God give him cancer in the first place? Was he a really bad person?
No.
Like, see, this is where critical thinking makes you go about religion. Like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and go to church because I like the people, but let me really analyze the whole belief system. So let me get this straight. God gave you a tumor three times in your brain, and you found a way to make it go away this last time without surgery. And so you think God helped you. Like, I just don't understand that logic. I'm sorry to my faithful listeners. I am not challenging your belief and your love for religion. I say that's good because there's actually a lot of evidence that that kind of faith and that kind of trusting that something good is going to happen actually helps your body. But to immediately dismiss the dietary changes he's made and say this is because of God would make one go, then why did God give me the cancer in the first place, Doc? Now explain that one. Tell me why. What did I do so wrong that he gave it to me not once, not twice, but three times? Or maybe it's because I've eaten this stuff type of food my whole life that I keep getting cancer again. Yeah, I think so. But it's just the thing that baffles me is there are good people out there eating crap food and praying to God 10 times a day, and they're going to die of their cancer. So why are they bad and worthy of death and Scott Hamilton isn't? It's because of the dietary changes. Let's be honest.
I'm just shocked that he doesn't correlate that with the tumor going away.
That's why I'd like to be able to get in touch with him and let him listen to some of Andrew Scarborough's interviews, or let him listen to some of the woman from the Max Love Foundation, the mom there, and Max. Like, listen to those and look at this and say, my God, these people may not even believe in the same God as me, but apparently the diet worked for them. That was it. It was the diet. Because he could, if we could open someone like Scott Hamilton's eyes and get him to start talking openly about how dietary changes cured his brain cancer, we could really have an opportunity to change a lot of people's lives. Because they don't know Andrew Scarborough or...
Well, some of them might.
Max's mom. Well, I mean, but you know what I mean. Not to the extent that an Olympic gold medalist skater who travels around the country and performs and judges the Olympics and all that sort of stuff could have on impacting the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sad to me. Sad and frustrating. We have to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to blow your lid off with a interesting story. A story about espionage, possibly corruption, Big Pharma. You can't talk about espionage and corruption without talking about Big Pharma. And the suicide of a high-powered lobbyist. This is exciting. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary
legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Just a reminder, I'm asking people in the audience to take the challenge. Stop taking fish oil supplements and start eating a nice, healthy piece of Alaskan, wild Alaskan sockeye salmon from Vital Choice. They are a sponsor. If you go to our website and click the banner ad, you can save 15% off your order. You know, so many people take fish oil supplements. It's coming out very, very clear by different organizations that are testing them that they're rancid. There's not the amount of omega-3s that are quoted, and a host of other problems in the extraction process. They become contaminated. You don't have to work that hard. All you have to do is eat a nice 4 to 6 ounce piece of salmon a few times a week to get all the omega-3s that you need to help reduce chronic inflammation in your body, and enjoy it while you're eating it, because this salmon is the best. And it's cheaper than buying at some local store. And it's delivered right to your door, so you don't even have to leave your house. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Vital Choice banner, and take the fish oil, I don't want fish oil caps anymore, challenge, and let me know what you think of it. Okay, now we go on with our stories. So this apparently happened a long time ago. It was new to me.
Well, no, not a long time ago. It happened in 2015. That's,
but the story's just kind of getting out
now,
right?
It's just now getting out.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a super lobbyist who worked for the biotech firm Genentech, one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world. He evidently was a big-time player in Washington.
Right.
He killed himself, shot and committed suicide.
But the story is really intriguing, right? So he goes, he's actually in D.C. at the time, right? At a very popular watering hole or restaurant or something like that?
He was at a golf course.
He buys everybody in the bar drinks, right? Isn't that the story
Yes. You
told me? And then after that goes out to his car and blows his brains out.
To the lake on the golf course.
Okay, this smells of Jack Reacher type stuff here, right? The guy is enjoying his life. He's excited. He buys everybody a drink, and then he goes out on the golf course. I'm gonna deviate from the story to meet somebody. Okay, to meet some shadowy person that's deep down in the underbelly of Big Pharma poisoning the
country. Well, you don't know that.
No, I'm playing a game here. I'm telling a story. He goes, I got a funny feeling I'm more right than not. I'm just going to say that right now. He goes out on the golf course by the lake to meet some shadowy figure that's deep in the underbelly of the pharmaceutical agenda, and they kill him and make it look like a suicide.
Well, you don't
Elisa's
know that.
Shaking her head. So,
well, no, because his wife even said that she was frantically pleading with him and texting him photos of their children because she had gotten an inkling of what he was about to do, and then he shot himself in the head.
Okay, let me go back. So she got an inkling. Was she telepathic, or was he texting her something that implied that cryptically, I'm going to kill myself? And was
his wife, who had gotten an inkling of what he was about to do, started frantically pleading with him and texting photos of their children before he shot himself in the head.
Okay, so he must have communicated his somewhat intentions to her. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, and since she was texting him photos of their children, would you think that he may have texted her something that implied he was going to kill himself?
Yes.
And is it possible that someone else could have had his phone and texted her to set up an alibi?
No.
Elise is shaking her head.
No,
okay.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I'm just asking you. That's all.
So that is true. He did buy a round of drinks, and it said that he ran up an eye-popping tab, which evidently was not unusual for him.
Bingo.
He walked out of the club's fire pit overlooking the lake and shot himself in the head.
So this guy was a wine aficionado. He was known to spend literally, he'd like go to restaurants, as you told me, and order the most expensive bottle of wine on the menu. Quite often, causing the owner of the restaurant to come out and taste it with him to make sure that it was worthy of that money. Also, he put on wine tastings with some of the most expensive wines you could find for different groups that he was part of, like with charitable organizations and stuff like that. So this guy, plus, how many homes did he have? Four?
Three, I think.
Three homes with an estimated total of about $11 million across three homes.
What I find interesting is that his death, until just recently, has not been mentioned beyond the blurb of K Street.
Right.
And a one-line obituary on the website of the Jefferson Funeral Chapel, the only thing that it read was, resided in Alexandria, Virginia. Yeah. For someone who was as flamboyant as
benevolent,
he evidently was,
yeah,
and that's all that the obituary read.
This stinks. I'm telling you, this smells really, really bad.
His life has been largely just scrapped from the social media, scrapped from the internet. Nothing.
Sign that he
no
ever existed.
No residue, yeah.
No sign of a. So this is my point. This really stinks. So ironically, Genentech said to the reporter doing the research on this story, they had just started to investigate him because he was funneling large amounts of money to companies in D.C. that were also on the way to getting contracts, and they were wondering if he was paying people off and obviously getting paid to get contracts. Obviously, these big government contracts are very lucrative, blah, blah, blah. And so they had just started to look into him because there were some interesting money trails that were showing up, which tells me that he was probably starting to swim with some sharks that he was really a small fish to.
Morris was taking illicit payments in exchange for doling out contracts, or whether he himself was in control of some of the accounts where the money was going. Shortly after his death, the Huffington Post began investigating the circumstances surrounding it, and a spokesperson for Genentech denied to confirm any or all of the allegations.
Yeah.
It's just shocking to me. He started into the lobbying area when he was 18 years old.
Yeah, he was part of the Clinton White House. That's
he worked
with
the Clinton White House.
See, and this is the problem with government today. So people go to get jobs with the government, not because they want to serve the country and not because they want to be involved in government, but because when they leave government, they are worth a lot of money to different companies because they have connections in government. And that revolving door must shut once and for all. It really does.
Well, it says here in Washington, it's customary for consultants to lavish financial decision makers with dinners and private boxes at concerts and ball games, but cash payments are considered inappropriate. I would say any of the above
should be
considered inappropriate.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but the pharmaceutical industry had their hands slapped for literally giving money kickbacks to doctors who were prescribing their drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So now what they do is they take them on golf trips. They take them on quote unquote, you know, company trips where they're going to spend a little time in a lecture, but the rest of the time they're spending on the beach in Hawaii. And they're allowed to do those things, right?
Yes.
So this is no different. This is still payola. This is still payola.
It says, so Morris said he began working with the pharmaceutical industry because he was inspired by his mother's battle with cancer. But he became a major player in the power scene in Washington. He owned a home for that was worth $1.7 million in Northern Virginia. He owned a condo in San Francisco worth where the units sell for $1 to $9 million. In 2013, he purchased a home on the Eastern Shore for $3.1 million.
Yeah, his total holdings were worth about $11 million, I read. I mean, this guy is a lobbyist, and he's making all that money. And what is he doing? He's peddling influence for drugs that ultimately kill people.
Isn't Genentech the maker of Humira?
You know, I don't know that.
I think it is.
Because we're going to talk about Humira, aren't we?
Yeah.
And probably after this.
Well, because remember when we were in San Francisco and we were at a friend's house and there was a guy there that worked for Genentech?
Yeah.
And wasn't he talking about Humira?
I think so. Let's see here. I'm looking it up. Why don't we take our break now? Because then we could come back and talk about the whole Humira thing, okay? How's that sound? Sound good? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's going to get really good.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
I like this song. Welcome back.
So I guess it's not Genentech, it's Amgen.
Amgen makes Humira. Yeah, we're going to talk about Humira too. But I mean, look, Genentech, Amgen, Merck. I mean, these, look, we just found out on Last Casual Friday that the CDC is in business with Big Pharma on some of their patents.
They
right?
own, was it?
11 patents? Under something, some number under 20 patents. Of vaccines.
Of vaccines.
So
CDC.
This is exactly why the FDA doesn't stop companies from putting artificial colors in our foods, because government and big industry are like conjoined twins that share a heart. You can't separate one without killing the other. And the reality is that is where the big changes up in Capitol Hill have to happen. We have to stop this cohesive relationship between industry and the government that protects them. And these pharmaceutical companies get away with murder. Literally. I'm not using that word figuratively. They kill people every single day, but it's okay because the government gets their money.
So more than 1 million reports of drug side effects were filed with the FDA in 2015.
Right.
A fivefold increase since 2004.
Right. Why do you think that is? Because they're advertising directly to people and getting people to walk in and ask for things now.
Well,
that's part of the reason.
But also, I guess they used to have to file through maybe their physician's office, but now they can go directly online or call themselves and report side effects on your own as a patient.
So what does the FDA do with this information? Talk about Humira just for a second. Do you have that story in front of you?
Humira has killed 4,200 people, and there were 4,200 deaths caused by Humira and 206,000 adverse reported side effects.
Now think about this for a second.
Think about
if
that was a dietary supplement, what would happen?
Yeah. So 4,000 people are reported to have died, which means that probably another 4,000 people died, but they couldn't tag it on Humira because they introduced several new drugs at the same time. And 4,000 people died from taking Humira. Find me anything else that can kill 4,000 people in America and our government turns its head the other way. Show me something. Well, besides tobacco.
Humira, which came on the market in 2002, is now approved to treat 10 conditions. So not only have they continued to prescribe it for rheumatoid arthritis, but they've approved it to treat 10 other conditions.
Right.
It was linked to 209,000 adverse
reports. How many people don't report?
Since 2013.
That's just 3 years. How many people don't report on top of that?
Including more than 4,200 deaths. More than 4,200 deaths.
So
And at the same time, the U.S. prescriptions for Humira have taken off, jumping from 1.5 million in 2011 to 2.4 million in 2015. So not only are they allowing it to continue to be prescribed, but they are endorsing it evidently because it's jumped almost a million.
Well, who's their spokesperson? Isn't Phil Mickelson their spokesperson?
Isn't he Humira? What's Sally Fields?
No, she was the bone mineral.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Phil Mickelson.
Humira is one of the top-selling drugs worldwide, yet it's killed over 4,200 people.
Phil Mickelson should stop endorsing Humira. I don't care if you do use it, Phil. Okay? You need to stop endorsing something that's killed over 4,000 people. Think about that, Phil, when you cash that check. Is it Humira? I gotta make sure. I've actually written an article about it one time, that Humira is a performance-enhancing drug. But it's amazing to me that the FDA, in its divine wisdom, doesn't see a problem with continuing to prescribe Humira. It's just amazing to me. I guess you got to kill 55,000 people, like, over a short period of time, like Vioxx did, before the FDA comes out and goes, oh, yeah, we probably should pull that. Well, babies have to be born without limbs, and then they finally pull it, like they did with thalidomide, right? Look, folks.
The FDA
is a joke. It's a joke.
You have one person that comments or calls and reports a side effect from a dietary supplement. It's all over the news, but you don't hear anything about this.
No, you don't see the mainstream media talking about this stuff at all. You don't see him talking about, and don't forget, it is Phil Mickelson who takes the miracle drug Humira. Phil, do you know the families of the 4,000 plus people that died from taking Humira while you were their spokesperson? Maybe you should reach out to each of these families and say, I'm so sorry that your loved one died from something that I get paid to promote.
So, according to researchers from the CDC and the FDA, they analyzed surveillance data from 63 hospital emergency rooms over a 10-year period from 2004 to 2013. And what their statistical analysis projected about 23,000 ER visits annually resulting from the ingestion of supplements. 23,000 ER visits, but no one died.
Right, right. Hell, there's more ER visits from eating whatchamacallit, what we just talk about, corned beef and cabbage on St. Patty's Day. It's just silly. I'm writing down the minutes. I want to excerpt that thing about Humira and Phil Mickelson. I want to try to make that go viral. Phil Mickelson needs to step away from endorsing Humira, or he needs to start contacting the thousands of people who die and say, I'm sorry, I endorsed a product, and I get paid to endorse a product that killed your loved one. This is nonsense. We got to, you know, the pharmaceutical, 200-300 years from now, they're going to look back at this the way we look back at the Dark Ages, because they were so cruel, the way they mutilated people and they tortured them and they did all those horrible things to them. They're going to look back at this period going, my God, I can't believe how the pharmaceutical industry killed and harmed so many American people.
It says here in this article, drugs, the real ones, have gone through extensive preclinical and clinical testing to demonstrate reasonable safety and efficacy for specific indications. That is not true.
Well, and I have one thing to say to that. Vioxx. Vioxx went through all those things, and even they covered everything up.
But no, they speed the regulation process on these drugs and let the people taking the drugs be the guinea pigs, be the lab rats.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's really a shame. It really, really is. And there are American people dying right now. I say Americans, obviously in other countries, but a lot of other countries don't seem to be succumbing to the ether of the pharmaceutical agenda the way we do here in the United States. But there are people right now that are suffering and dying needlessly because of the drugs that they take.
In September of 2015, a transdermal patch called Zecuty was approved for treatment of migraine after years of give and take with FDA officials. An early version failed to get approval after the FDA raised concerns that it would cause severe burns and permanent skin lesions. The patch was redesigned and tested on 58 people. 58. None of whom reported problems. The FDA chose to approve the redesigned patch and rely on post-market surveillance. In other words, the safety of the product would be linked to the reports of side effects.
Right.
They eventually had to pull it off the market because within 15 days, they started receiving complaints of people having blisters, burns, scars, and pain. So you don't tell me that thing was being
put on the American public without any research.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, well, you know what? Let's test it on people instead of having to pay for more research. And the FDA goes, yeah, okay, let's see what happens. The hell with them. Let's see if it kills anybody, then we'll pull it. That's what they basically say. This is a sad, sad situation. Why more people aren't upset about this is beyond me. I mean, really, the FDA, You want to fix the FDA? You open the front doors. You stick a giant enema in the front doors. You open the back doors, and you just flush everybody out of the building like you're flushing out a bad stool. And you start from scratch. You start hiring people. You don't have the FDA make their money from fees that are collected from the industries that they're supposed to provide oversight to. That's it. You charge those companies a higher tax rate, and then the government funnels that money into the FDA. So it's coming from within, not from the hands of the people that they're supposed to be providing oversight to. This is disgusting. I am frigging upset about this, and you should be too. Somebody you know will eventually die from one of these drugs, and then you'll get upset.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, These bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back.
So while we're on a roll, maybe we should talk about Monsanto.
We haven't talked about Monsanto in a while.
It's been a while. So evidently on Tuesday, they unsealed some documents. There was a federal court who unsealed documents raising questions about the safety and the research practices of Monsanto. The court documents included Monsanto's internal emails and email traffic between the company and federal regulators. The records suggested that Monsanto had ghostwritten research that was later attributed to academics and indicated that a senior official at the EPA had worked to quash a review of Roundup's glyphosate that had been conducted by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It goes on to talk about how the research that was ghostwritten, they paid academics, scientists off to use their name on the articles that Monsanto actually wrote.
Authored, right, right.
And then there was a man, Jess Rowland, who worked as the deputy division director at the EPA.
Right.
He tipped Monsanto off to let them know months beforehand what was going on, and that gave the company enough time to prepare a public relations assault on the findings of glyphosate really being shown that it causes cancer.
See, folks, it's not just
it's
the FDA,
incestuous.
The EPA, industry and government, folks, industry and government. Industry gets all of the government gets all their money from industry, and industry gets all of their support from government. And the end result is you and I are paying the price for this. We're being lied to. We're eating things in our food that are killing us, that are causing us to spend the rest of our lives seeing doctors. Nobody cares.
There's research linking glyphosate to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. We've talked about that before.
Listen. I have a document, and we are going to hopefully have someone on from the United Nations. The United Nations has produced a position paper that we don't need all of these chemicals for agriculture to feed the world. They are coming out and saying, this is the United Friggin' Nations. One of the big things they have a problem with is glyphosate. Okay? So this is the United Nations now, housed here and in the United States, representing every single nation that has a flag. And they're saying, we got to stop all these chemicals. They're hurting people, and it's a lie. We don't need all these chemicals to feed the world. So now it's the United Nations saying it. Let's see what the environmentalists and or the vegans and or all the people out there who say, no, you know, we got to grow our food this way. There's no big deal about it. Let's see what everybody has to say now. When it's the United Nations saying it, they represent every nation, including the United States, and they're based here in the United States.
So there was a Monsanto executive by the name of William F. Haydens. There was an unsealed email that he wrote that says, this is a quote, "We would be keeping the costs down by us doing the writing, and they would just edit and sign their names, so to speak." He's talking about hiring academics to put their names on their research.
I think how exciting it is for some academic who's not even known, and he's going to be published. And he doesn't have to even do the research.
But Monsanto said in a statement that scientists did not ghostwrite the paper. It's right there.
Yeah.
In plain
so we're
going
to believe Monsanto. They've been lying about everything all along, and we're going to believe them. Oh yeah, no. It's like the guy who's ready to go to jail for the fifth time, right? He's murdered his fifth person. And he goes, "Nah, I didn't kill them. I really didn't. And I didn't kill the other four people either that you found that I killed." Like Monsanto, please.
I guess you just lie. If you get caught, just lie about it.
That politicians do the same thing.
That's why I said that.
You look into the camera and you go, "I didn't do that." And like, wait a minute. So you got the blood on your hand, you got the gun in your other hand. You know what I mean? And you're standing over the dead body and you go, "I didn't kill them." It's like, I just can't get over it.
So in this article, they go on to say that there are people who say, just to make it really simple, there are people who say glyphosate is safe and people who say that it's not safe. There's a huge disagreement from regulatory agencies to scientists on whether it's safe or not.
But I'll bet you.
But they're testing it on us.
Yeah, right. That's a great point. So there's still a possibility that it's not. You have to err on the side of caution. They're still giving it to us, right?
They're still using it, and they're using it millions of pounds, and it's increasing every year.
And it's in mother's milk. It's in everything now, right? They're finding glyphosate in wine. They're finding glyphosate in organic foods. They're finding it everywhere. It's poisoned the planet. But think about this. When you line the people up for those who are promoting the safety of glyphosate, and those who aren't, there's one distinct difference. Nearly 100% of the people who are promoting the safety of glyphosate are in the industry. You don't have any private individuals like Dr. Anthony Samsell or any of those people paying out of their own pockets, doing the research and going, "Wow, you know what? We found out glyphosate is safe." The people who are saying glyphosate is dangerous, they have no vested interest in glyphosate dollars. In other words, all the people are saying it's safe. They're trying to protect glyphosate dollars, money that they're making in glyphosate. All the people are saying that it's unsafe. If glyphosate goes away tomorrow or doesn't go away tomorrow, they make no more money or less money. That's a really, really important factor when you're weighing out the legitimacy of these individual scientific opinions.
Over the last two decades, Monsanto has genetically re-engineered corn, soybeans, and cotton, so it is much easier to spray them with glyphosate.
Right.
And some 220 million pounds of glyphosate were used in 2015 in the United States alone.
And that's down, believe it or not. It was more than that back in 2013 before everybody started going, "Hey, I think this glyphosate's a problem." Glyphosate sales are down, so that represents a drop. It was much more than that.
I wonder how much of that 220 million pounds is people like you and I going to Lowe's or Home Depot and buying it and spraying it on our lawns.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I got to believe the majority of it is being sprayed on big crops up in Tuscola and places like that. I mean, that's where they're really putting it on by the hundreds of pounds at a time.
Yeah, well, do yourself and your neighborhood and in your environment a favor and don't buy it and don't use it. You can use vinegar and get the same result.
And if you have glyphosate, if you have Roundup in your garage and you decide, you know what, I'm getting rid of this stuff, don't just throw it in the garbage can and don't pour it down the sewer in front of your house. Take the time to drive it to someplace where they handle toxic materials and have them dispose of it, because they'll put it in a drum that'll last 100 years and seal it off. Because if you just throw it in the environment, you're just speeding up what we're trying to avoid. If you put it in your garbage can, it's going to end up in a landfill. So it's going to be in the environment. So you kind of have a responsibility to do something with it. That's probably a pain in the neck. But you got to do it, because the whole idea is to get it out of the environment so it doesn't end up in more food and drinking water and other stuff. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk more about some other fun stuff. Stay tuned.
I want to talk about stevia.
Oh, yeah. Stevia is fun. It's sweet.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Have another joke.
An Irish joke.
What's Irish and stays up all night?
That's a good one. I don't know.
Patio furniture.
Patio furniture. Like Patio Doyle. That's cute.
That's all I got, folks.
Yeah, I'm not a good producer.
Thanks to Nick Guggs for sending me the next article. Did your yoga pants cause sea pollution? Evidently, comfortable clothing is emerging as a source of plastic that's increasingly ending up in the oceans and potentially contaminating seafood.
Really?
That's according to Gulf Coast researchers.
Yoga pants, Patagonia's cozy jackets, sweat-wicking athletic wear, and other garments made from synthetic materials shed microscopic plastic fibers called microfibers when they're laundered. Mm-hmm. Wastewater systems flush the microfibers into natural waterways, eventually reaching the sea.
Wow.
It's just terrifying what we're doing to the environment.
Yeah. But would you give up your yoga pants?
Uh-huh.
Would you really? What would you wear instead? Just go back to sweatpants? I mean, I think all material does this, doesn't it? Doesn't it? I mean, you look what's in your lint holder in your dryer, right?
Right.
Some amount of that goes out the water into the sewer and onto natural waterways. So every time we wash clothes, we're probably putting that stuff. Plus, remember phosphates?
Just don't wash them.
Yeah. Actually, freezing them is just as effective. Did you hear that?
Yeah. The Levi jeans test. Yeah. Microfibers are even smaller than microbeads and are coming from places most people don't even consider dangerous.
It's amazing. Amazing. What else, Lisa?
Other recent studies have shown that microfibers can end up in the stomachs of marine animals, including seafood like oysters. So when you're eating oysters, you're eating material from yoga pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm getting ready for my little bit at the end of the show. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, so let's talk about stevia.
What can we talk about stevia? Actually, stevia has been shown to be good for the microbiome of the gut, according to Adele Musa in a recent Subversity blog.
Stevia is effective at combating Lyme disease more so than antibiotics.
Now that's amazing.
These results were published in the European Journal of Microbiology and Immunology. Say that 10 times.
Immunology. Okay.
A preclinical study conducted at the University of New Haven's Department of Biological and Environmental Science shows that stevia leaf extract boast strong antibiotic activity against the pathogen known as Borrelia burgdorferi something.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Lyme
disease. Burgdorf-Goodman.
Yeah, Lyme disease. You know, I guess I posted this on Facebook and a couple people came out and said, well, I know Andrew Scarborough said that it was harmful to the gut, but Adele
said it's not. So I think Adele's blog, and obviously I'd have to go back there and read it completely, implied that it changes the microbiome's diversity in the gut, but not necessarily for a bad reason, like not in a bad way.
Well, he said, this is from Adele, there's no evidence that the effects of sweeteners on the gut microbiome are negative. There are effects, but everything you eat will affect your microbiome.
Right.
He wrote a blog post, stevia kills good gut bacteria. This is from November 5th, 2014. Stevia kills good gut bacteria. One study, enough to stop using the natural sweetener? Probably not, in view of its anti-diabetes, anti-LDL, antiviral, and anti-cancer effects.
And now add to that the potential as a treatment for Lyme disease, which people who have Lyme disease, they have nothing to look forward to that works. So this would be a really, really important breakthrough for them.
And Adele says, I was referring to sweeteners in general, but there's no reason to believe that stevia, out of all, would have ill effects that are above all physiologically relevant.
Yeah. And also the dose matters. As Adele has always pointed out when we talk about non-nutritive sweeteners, a lot of the research done on non-nutritive sweeteners, they give a rat the equivalent of a million cans of Coca-Cola a day. You know, it's like, nah, you're never going to have that much. So that's the other thing. The details are in the dose as well. Interesting.
So I think that stevia has some good benefits.
Yeah.
And
I think it's well tolerated.
If you're going to use a sweetener, that would be the sweetener of choice, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Or glycine, or sometimes one of the less noxious sugar alcohols.
Like erythritol?
Erythritol, yeah, in small doses.
What about monk fruit?
Monk fruit actually has sugar alcohols in it, so monk fruit would be a good go-to as well. Monk fruit is predominantly sugar alcohols, interestingly enough. So, yeah, that's what makes it so popular. What else do you want to talk about, Elisa? So, I've debated whether to talk about this on the show. So I'm not going to name any names, But
why not?
Well, because I don't want to name any names. I think that would be inappropriate. But I think that the audience would appreciate knowing these things. So over the past many years, I have been speaking to companies that were going to be sponsors.
That you're excited about.
That I'm excited about. In fact, they've said they're going to be sponsors. They're like, you know, send us a bid and, oh, yeah, we love this. We're going to do this. And then I kind of get anxious and I mention them on the air. And then I say to them, hey, give me a coupon code to give to my listeners. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, here's a coupon code. And I give it to the listeners and people in the audience buy, and they buy significant amounts of stuff. And then a little while later, those companies will send me an email saying, hey, you know what? We don't think we're going to come aboard after all. And it's frustrating to me because this show is made possible by its sponsors. And when people do that, they're kind of exploiting. Oh, what's this? This is sob story music. Aw. I feel like the show and its audience gets exploited sometimes. And it's my fault. I'm the gatekeeper. I'm not supposed to let people exploit the audience. But I fall prey to this all too often. And I've been searching my mind today. Because it just happened again. A company that has an amazing product that we promoted, that
just
they said they're coming
too
aboard.
Long ago.
Yeah, within the past few months. They were like, we're coming aboard. This is great. Can I get a coupon code so I can start, you know, getting the audience involved? Yeah, of course. And people are ordering this stuff and still ordering it. And then I get an email yesterday say, hey, you know, we rethought it. We don't think we're going to come aboard. And it's disheartening to me. And even if the reasons that they are not coming aboard are legitimate, it's disheartening because they should have said, you know what? We don't know if we're going to come aboard. Not, we're definitely coming aboard. We don't know. And then I wouldn't have promoted the product. But if they've told me they're going to come aboard, I feel like I take them at their word and they're going to do it. And I've been thinking a lot about this. Why am I like this? Why do I do this? And I came back to a story. When I was about 15 or 16 years old, I was not a popular kid. When I was pretty young, I wasn't a popular kid. And I was at the Nativity Bazaar. And this really, 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 really pretty girl walks up to me and says, you want to go on the Ferris wheel? I'm startled. I'm like, yeah, sure. So I go on the Ferris wheel with her. And as we're at the top of the Ferris wheel, I see a bunch of people crowding around the entrance to the Ferris wheel. And I see her looking down there over and over again. I said, who's that? And she goes, it's my boyfriend. Then I realized I was a pawn, that she picked me to go up in the Ferris wheel with because she was trying to make her boyfriend jealous, to which when we got to the bottom of the Ferris wheel, I knew it was coming. I was going to get my butt kicked. And luckily, I had a lot of friends there, and that's not what happened. They actually got their butts kicked. But the bottom line is, I am too trusting, I've realized. And Elisa's making a face because she tells me this all the time.
I told him when he was promoting this company and putting pictures of it up on Facebook, I said, don't do that. And the guy's stringing him along and has been stringing him along for some time now.
Yeah. And so until he sends me the email yesterday and go, hey, we decided not to. Thanks a lot. Hope maybe we can do something in the future. Like hope? Well, you don't have to hope. Just sign the contract and send it back. We could do something now. So I'm never doing this again. I'm not. I don't care how excited I am about a product. When somebody says they're going to come aboard, I'm not mentioning
it. You basically gave him some good free advertising.
Of course I did. I gave him customers. He got customers. But you know why? So some people say, oh, Carl, what's the big deal? Well, here's the big deal. This show is not free. It's free to you to listen to, but it's not free to produce. We have overhead. We have bills to pay to make it possible. And as a result of that, he basically stole from us. He did. So I will never, ever, I'm telling you now, ever, ever promote a product where the customer, where the company has said, hey, we're coming aboard. We're really excited about this. I'm going to say, that's great. As soon as you come aboard, I'll start promoting the product to my audience, and not a moment before that. So I learned my lesson. I will not be the chump at the top of the Ferris wheel waiting to come to the bottom to get his butt kicked ever again. So there you go.
And I just won't say I told you so.
Well, you did tell me so, but I learned. So it took me a couple, Took me getting burned a couple times to learn. So now I know. Okay?
Okay.
That's my sob story. I felt like getting that off my chest. And it's been a great week here. We've done a lot of great shows. And next week is going to be a big week, too, because we got lots of things planned for next week as well.
Yes, we do.
So thank you for listening today.
And go watch some basketball.
Go watch some basketball. Do you play brackets? You did the brackets this year?
I didn't this year.
I don't know anything about it. So I'm just going to sit there and cheer for whoever Elisa cheers. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye.